Have you ever wondered how God hears your prayers? In the Bible, Samuel's story is all about listening and talking to God. It all begins with a woman named Hannah, who asked God for something special. Hannah was very sad because she couldn't have any children. Others would make fun of her. She would go to the house of the Lord and cry,
"Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to you all the days of his life."
As Hannah continued in prayer before God, Eli the priest noticed her and began watching her closely. Hannah was praying in her heart, silently. Her lips moved, but no sound was heard. Eli jumped to the conclusion that she was drunk.
"You're drunk? How long do you plan to keep this up? Sober up, woman."
"Oh, no, sir, please. It's not like that at all. I'm not drunk, and I haven't been drinking. But I do feel miserable and terribly upset. I've been praying all this time, telling the Lord about my problems."
"Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him."
"Thank you, and pray for me."
God heard Hannah's prayer. She gave birth to a son.
"His name is Samuel, because I asked the Lord for him."
And just as Hannah promised, when Samuel was still young, she and her husband brought him to the house of the Lord. She presented him to Eli the priest.
"Sir, I am the woman who stood here asking God to answer my prayer. And here is the answer to my prayer, my son, Samuel. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord."
Hannah went home rejoicing in the Lord, and Samuel grew up in the temple, a boy dressed in a priestly linen tunic, serving God. Every year, his parents would come to the temple for the annual sacrifice, and Hannah would bring Samuel a new robe to wear. Meanwhile, Eli's sons disobeyed God, and God was upset with them. God warned Eli that he would bring judgment on Eli's family, but Eli continued to do nothing to stop his sons. But God was with young Samuel, and one night, Samuel heard his name being called.
"Samuel?"
"Here I am. Eli, you called me?"
"No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed."
So Samuel went back to bed.
"Samuel?"
"Here I am. You called me?"
No, Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to bed."
So Samuel went back to bed again.
"Samuel?"
"Here I am. You called me?"
This must be the Lord. Go lie down. If he calls you again, say this. Speak, Lord. For your servant hears."
So Samuel lay down once again.
"Samuel! Samuel!"
"Speak, Lord, for your servant hears."
"Samuel, I am going to do something in Israel that will shock everyone who hears about it. I will punish Eli and his family, just as I promised. He knew that his sons refused to respect me, and he let them get away with it, even though I said, I will punish his family forever. I warn Eli that sacrifices or offerings could never make things right. His family has done too many terrible things."
Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision.
"Samuel, my boy, come here."
"Here I am."
"What did the Lord speak to you? Don't be afraid. Hold nothing back."
Samuel told Eli everything.
"He is the Lord, and he will do what's right."
Eli grew old. The Philistines, a neighboring nation, fought against Israel. Israel was badly defeated. They lost thousands of men. The Philistines captured the holy Ark of God, and Eli's two sons were killed. When Eli heard the news about his sons and the ark, he fell backwards off his seat, broke his neck, and died. As Samuel grew up, The Lord helped him and made everything Samuel said come true. All of Israel knew that Samuel was truly the Lord's prophet. The Lord often appeared to Samuel at Shiloh and told him what to say. Samuel became the judge over Israel and spoke to all the people.
If you return to the Lord with all your heart and stop serving other gods, he will deliver you from the Philistines. Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you.
And so Israel gathered at Mizpah to say they were sorry for their sins. The Philistines heard about it and gathered around the Israelites to war against them. The Israelites were very afraid. Samuel gave an offering to the Lord, and as he did, God caused a loud thunder to roar through the sky. It was so loud, it confused the Philistines. And God helped Israel win the battle. Years passed. Israel's leaders came to Samuel and told him that they wanted a powerful, strong king, just like the other nations around them.
Lord, the people want a king.
Samuel, do everything they want you to do. I'm really the one they have rejected as their king. Ever since the day I rescued my people from Egypt, they have turned from me to worship idols. Now they are turning away from you. Do everything they ask, but warn them and tell them how a king will treat them.
Samuel warned the people.
If you have a king, this is how he will treat you. A king will take your sons and they'll be soldiers to fight in his wars. He will take your daughters and make them his servants. He'll claim the best of your fields and your vineyards. You will become the king's slaves, and you will finally cry out for the Lord to save you from the king you wanted. But the Lord won't answer your prayers.
But the people still wanted a king. So God led a young man named Saul to Samuel. Saul was handsome and taller than anyone in Israel. He would be the very first king of Israel.
Samuel, this is the man I told you about. He is the one who will rule Israel.
Sir, my father's donkeys are lost. I want to inquire of the Lord to help me find them.
Don't worry about your donkeys. They have been found. And now I will take this oil and anoint you as the king of Israel.
Throughout his life, Samuel listened and talked to God. Samuel then obeyed God and led God's people to obedience. If you would like to learn more about Samuel, check out the two books named after him, 1 and 2 Samuel. You can find both books in the Old Testament part of your Bible.